From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this is the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Wednesday morning to you, the 22nd day of September. Well, it just doesn't have the same ring as yesterday, does it? The year 2021, we welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. Good morning from Traverse City down to Glass City, GR over to the Motor City. Happy to have you ride along with us. You can join our conversation at any point. You can text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. You can check us out online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. You can find us individually on Twitter. Danica Halen's at Dan in the Studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. Good morning to our news affiliates as well, 93.5, 99.1, and 94.7 HD2. The Roar in Detroit, 96.1 the game in Grand Rapids. If you are out and about and you're getting ready to hit the road for your morning commute, please drive safely. It has just not stopped raining over here on this side of the state. Oh, my goodness. Like, they weren't lying. And it didn't happen. I want to say that for me at my house, the rain started probably, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish, somewhere in there. I don't think it stopped yet. I really don't.
Yeah, the rain came later, but I think they're still expecting the same amount. Like today, 1 to 2 inches in Metro Detroit.
Jeez, that's not good. That's not good at all, because we know that every time it rains, the flooding and what that does to the infrastructure.
Yeah, but see, that's like a flash flood. I mean, I'm not saying that this won't cause flooding, but when you get that 1 to 2 inches in 45 minutes, it's a little different than over 18 hours.
Oh. How's it been? Has it been pretty consistent?
There's still, there's just not as much flooding. Like, you could tell it's been raining for a while, but, you know, there was only one big puddle, and it was on a side street on my way here. Well, normally, you know, if it's raining, you know, you're dodging them on the freeway and stuff.
Not good. Not good. But if it's, you know, if it's a case where, you know, hopefully everything drains properly and, you know, there aren't any issues, because that is, it just looks terrible. Remember the last time, what was it, like a month and a half ago? I mean, the photos of just cars just all over the highway, people riding jet skis around, of course, right? Like, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but I mean, why not, right? Why not get your jet ski out and just run it down 94 or 75? What the hell? Coming up today, we'll talk to Logan Lamarandier. He will join us. What is that photograph you put into the sheet? What is that into the rundown? Why is that there?
You got to ask Ryan. He hasn't looked at it yet.
What in God's green earth is that? Is that from Mr. Deeds?
Is it Boo Radley's apple tree?
I don't know what it is. what's his name?
It's Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. I was going to say in the Boardwalk Empire.
Got put in jail because I thought the mailman was putting a curse on me. Really? I don't know. Maybe he was just waving.
Where did you, why Mr. Deeds?
I don't know.
Ryan just started rattling off the quotes this morning. It's been a good 15 minutes.
All right. Good luck over there. Good luck. We have we got a couple suspensions for Rutgers this weekend, too. I don't know if you guys... You guys saw this story, but you know, not a good situation.
A paintball incident. I didn't read the article, so
paintball gun.
Twitter's gonna yell at me
for not reading the article.
For not reading the article first. I don't know if you see that when you retweet articles now.
Oh, you mean like actual Twitter? Like, would you like to read it before you retweet it? Yeah. I mean, every time there's an article attached, it usually gives me that option, which I think is I think that's decent.
Oh, it's decent, but normally the articles I'm retweeting is this player got hurt, or
right, yeah, here's something here's where
the story's in the headline.
Yeah,
not much, you know. No need for context.
And it's sports related most of the time. So it's not as if, you know, there's a whole bunch of like groundbreaking news. You know, it's not like something's going to drastically affect somebody's life, you know, that is reading the article. You know, it's not like a policy or anything like that. It's a player. If somebody puts out an article about Ben Simmons crying, do you want to retweet the article? Like, yeah, sure. I don't need to read that Ben Simmons, who's not going to report to the Sixers camp, is allegedly done with the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers should be done with him. Can't shoot, can't lead. Don't know why you'd want him. Don't know what his trade value is. And to be honest with you, if you're not going to report to camp and you got that kind of contract, this is where NBA like franchises need protection against these monster deals that they are handing out, because this kind of stuff right here just irks me. You know, he's not mentally equipped to play in Philadelphia to begin with. We you know, they should have known that right from the beginning, because that place, I mean, they boo Santa Claus and they'll throw batteries at you. Like that place, Philly is a different sports city. And Ben Simmons, who's 25 years old, feels like he's been in the league for 100. What are you going to get? Like, where are you going to go with Ben Simmons as your franchise player? You might go to the playoffs, but you're not going to win anything because the guy can't shoot. He hasn't been able to shoot his entire career. He couldn't shoot at LSU, and although he was the next coming of LeBron James, he couldn't get LSU to the tournament. Now all of a sudden, he's done with Philly and wants out. That should be fine. And they should be able to void the remaining 4 years and $147 million left on his max contract, including $33 million for this coming season. If you don't want to play, that's fine. You don't play, we don't pay. Plain and simple. I don't know how you would put the toothpaste back in the tube, but that's why the NFL, when it comes to contracts, like that's the NFL is the best when it comes to it. Because if you're not performing, they're going to cut you. And when they cut you, that contract is poof. That thing goes away. They are no longer responsible to pay you that money. They get you on the front end with the signing bonus. Outside of that, hey, this guy didn't work out. We eat that signing bonus and we move on, but we're not strapped to this guy. We don't have to keep buying out players and paying them not to be here. Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan. Like, nothing upsets me more than in the NBA where these guys get away with this. Nothing. I guess you could probably say Major League Baseball too. But you look at a game like hockey, 82-game season, guys playing with their hair on fire all 82, and you're making, what, $5 million, a really good contract? $10 million, it's like, whoa, who is that guy? Right here, 4 years and $147 million. You got to be kidding me. Over $30 million? Like, come on.
Why is that Ben Simmons' fault?
No, it's the NBA's. It's the NBA's issue. Like I said, I mean, the NHL good with the way that their money is structured. Major League Baseball, they have the same sort of deal. The NFL's got the best contract out there. You don't perform, we don't pay. Plain and simple. It's a performance-based job. And if you don't want to play for the Sixers, if you want to walk out, you're demanding a trade.
It's a past performance paid job.
With Simmons, I don't know. That was more projection. I mean, it's not like the Kobe Bryant deal. Well, thanks a lot. We'll give you $24 million or whatever a year, or whatever his final deal was for his final two.
You may think the NFL is the best contract setup, but what's the point of signing a contract if one side can just be like,
yeah, it's not a contract.
Yeah. You're an at-will employee at that point. You agreed on a salary, and now you're at will.
As it should be, and I'm okay with that. I'm 100% okay with
that. Not if you're saying the words contract.
Because if it stops stuff like this from happening, oh, I'm contractually obligated. I mean, you sign a contract, and in that contract, we give you $20 million on a signing bonus. We have to pay you that signing bonus. What happens for the rest of the money on the deal? Well, that's up to your performance. We'll step aside when we return. The Detroit Tigers, they're actually really good at baseball, sort of. We'll get into that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan. For the one close to you and to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kalen, Ryan Oakey, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. Broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to Toledo. We say good morning. Welcome. Hop into the conversation at any time. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Did you guys, either one of you, catch why Boston was wearing the jersey that they were wearing last night with that yellow and the powder blue as they took on the New York Metropolitans? Do we know?
I didn't even see those. What they were? What powder blue and what
yellow? They're the L.A. Charger wannabe baseball uniform that the Boston Red Sox were wearing. They were a yellow jersey with powder blue helmets. Powder blue writing, white.
Oh, pants. That's the that's like their subway look.
It's Boston Marathon themed. It's the colors of the marathon.
Okay, all right. Well, so at least there's an explanation behind this.
Oh yeah, it's Patriot Day or something. Was it Patriots Day yesterday?
No, Patriots Day's.
But apparently that's the first time they wore them, was on Patriots Day. Yes, which is Boston Marathon Day.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, I mean, they could. And it's a one-off jersey, so whatever. I mean, I guess if you wanted to buy one as a collectible.
You don't dig those? I like that look. And I love that they just went completely away from everything belonging to their team. I think that's awesome.
So I like the color scheme and I like the script. I just don't like it for Boston.
I'm not gonna trash them just because what the Boston Marathon theme means to people, especially after what happened to them 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So is that their way to raise some money and give back? Then give them the one-off jerseys.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a cause or whatever, Yeah, scheme-wise, like I said, I mean, color scheme's fine. Script is cool. For Boston, for the Red Sox? Understand, you know, if that's the purpose behind it, sure, but not a fan. Do like the colors, though. The Detroit Tigers, they played yesterday. Good thing they played yesterday afternoon, huh? 5-3 winner against the White Sox. That's pretty good. A four-hit afternoon for Victor Reyes. None bigger than this one right here, though.
The 0-1. Right side finds a hole. Goodrum is home. Cameron hustling home. He is there without a throw. And the out made at third base to get Isak Paredes, but not before Victor Reyes punches the ticket. Another four-hit game for Reyes. Two more runs scored, and the Tigers, with three in the inning, have themselves a 5-2 lead as we head to the eighth.
Pretty good feeling there for Victor Reyes, and it was interesting as the Tigers won yesterday, and the New York Mets taking on the Boston Red Sox there. Red Sox, I believe, won that contest last night because the New York Mets sit at 73-78. You know who has a better record than the New York Mets? The Detroit Tigers. In fact, they have a better record than the LA Angels, Kansas City Royals, Minnesota Twins, which I think all three of those teams are a little bit of a surprise. The Texas Rangers and the Baltimore Orioles, right? Not too worried about that. And that's just on the AL side of things. They're better. They have a better record than the New York Mets, the Colorado Rockies, the Chicago Cubs, talk about a fall from grace, the Miami Marlins, the Washington Nationals, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's pretty legit. Oh, and to be honest with you, the San Diego Padres, a.k.a. Slam Diego, they got a 2.5 game lead right now on the Tigers in overall winning percentage. So, I mean, when you really look at how this Tigers team has played, and we've been saying it all season long, and sometimes I feel like we're just, you know, beating a dead horse or being very repetitive when it comes to this Detroit Tigers team. But sometimes you just want to give somebody a compliment. And the Tigers, winners of four straight, two against the Rays, two against the White Sox, rubber match today at 1:10 if they can get their boats there on time. To get to the ballpark. But my goodness, is this team playing really well? And if we had to wager on it right now, I would have to say that the Tigers might make the playoffs next year. I said they're going to, they will, they might. So I would wager that the Tigers make the playoffs next year.
All right,
they could win the division. They could win the division.
There's a thing about that, Anthony, is that you're going to have to spend some money. And I'm not like this. The previous few years before this, we were all kind of anti-Alavila. And then maybe Alavila got lucky and A.J. Hinch kind of just fell into his hands, and now it looks like Alavila is a genius because A.J. Hinch and his coaching staff are making it that way. But are we all on board with Alavila making the signings that are going to take this team to the next level?
Well, if you think back, remember, a lot of people were very upset that, you know, I think it took some stones for Alavila to hire A.J. Hinch. All things considered, you know, people were kind of mad. Oh, we're out of
time. Come on now. The White Sox wanted him.
You remember what it was like? Sure, some teams are going to want him. The guy can coach. Apparently so, right? By the way, Ryan, did you say Rainer? Did I catch that right?
Yeah, with the they maybe, I don't know, could possibly, you know, win the division.
Huh.
Mr. Saban.
Not Nick.
That's interesting. That's weird. Where's my Cardi B voice? I wish I had that on a drop. I might have to get one of those. I said Tigers will, maybe, possibly.
You know.
Could make the playoffs. Could make the playoffs.
Sounds like you already have your story written over there, Anthony.
Well, I just decided to change my mind three times within one sentence. Separated by commas, I gave
myself. Oh, so it happens to people. Okay.
A little bit of an out. I did not say, you know, 15 times in a 60-second question to a coach who had media availability. I would say that there would be a drastic difference between saying, you know, and then asking a question and then saying, you know, within the question 4 to 5 times. But that's just me. Duly noted. I'll stash that one. File that one for later.
Seems you have a lot of excuses for yourself, but when other people have mishaps, they need to be more professional. Huh. I'll just take notes on that one, too.
Like I said, I'll file that one for later. Four straight for the Tigers and 7 of 9. That's pretty good. 8 of the last 11 have been wins. 110 today. Finish up the home slate Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week. Kansas City and then the Royals. And then they hit the road for Minnesota and Chicago next week to end the home slate. So what would you put the odds at that they can? And how much do you hinge that, not hinge it, but hinge that upon the free agency and the moves that might need to be made, especially addressing the shortstop position this year? That would be my biggest question for this team moving forward. Because it's a pretty good situation to be in. The team has drastically overperformed what I think everybody's expectations were for them.
I mean, are they going to also go for... I mean, Jonathan Scope is a starting caliber second baseman. I think we can all agree with that. But he's going to play first base next year. Willy Castro, he ain't cutting it this year. Nico Goodrum, not good. Is Harold Castro your shortstop and you get a second baseman? Is Harold Castro your second baseman and you get a shortstop? Is there another guy?
Is there a first baseman, like, in our minor league system that has a lot of...
Maybe. I don't know.
Some big questions to be answered. That much is for sure. But it's going to be a very important offseason for Al Avila and what they can add. Coming up at 6:35, that's next. Why is everybody so upset? What did you think was going to happen to the Detroit Lions this year? It's actually the exact opposite of where we would be with the Tigers. We'll get into that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack and everybody at the Eisenhower Center. They are the leaders when it comes to recoveries from brain injuries. They work with people on a daily basis. They help our veterans who have served our country. You can find out about the mission of John Cornack and his team at EisenhowerCenter.com. That is EisenhowerCenter.com. They are Michigan's leader in terms of traumatic brain injuries and what they can do to help people get back their lives.
Cubs postgame show getting a good kick out of Conor McGregor in his first pitch last night. If that's what we can call it. His I don't know what that was. I have no idea.
Tribute to 50 Cent.
I mean, that was horrible.
Oh, it was worse than 50 Cent.
50s was like a ground ball into a dugout. Connor just airmailed his into the netting so far to the right of where he was throwing. I mean, but his hips were open, his shoulders were pointed that way. Like the ball was going to the right. And he's a lefty. He's Irish. No offense, Dan. You don't expect somebody from Ireland to, you know, baseball I don't think is high on their list of priorities. Do they do that as kids over there? Is that something they play?
No.
Yeah. So
they play Irish. They play a lot of Irish football in Ireland and soccer.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, rugby?
Yeah, basically, that's Irish football. It's basically rugby.
Yeah, so I don't expect somebody, you know, I wouldn't expect, you know, whatever American celebrity to walk in and be the ceremonial first pitch hitter of a cricket match and for them to have any success. You know what I mean? So I like the grandma pass. For 50 Cent, it's inexplicable. Like, you were born here, raised here, like, you should know how to throw. Like, I think that's just part of it. You should know how to throw. But for somebody coming over from Europe,
say
I
say that.
Absolutely. Yes, I can. I just did. Absolutely. If you're born in America, you should know how to throw. Everything we do revolves around throwing.
The man survived 9 gunshots. I would like for you to go face to face to him like Plant and Alvarez yesterday and say, 50, you got to learn how to throw, bro.
And he'd probably look at me and be like, yeah, that was bad, wasn't that? Like, yeah, I mean, realistically, that was horrible. That was horrible, especially being born here. Think about everything that we do that involves throwing. It's constant. Like like when he was a kid at school, did they not have a playground? Did they not, I mean, have you not thrown a basketball down the court? Has it never happened? And we try to really prevent kids from throwing it one-handed. All he does is shoot, right? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you try to stop the little ones from trying to throw one-handed passes. Right, especially when they cock it back like a football or a baseball. Like, that's a bad idea because usually the ball falls out of their hands or they second-guess their decision. Now they have no control over it. So you teach them to put their non-throwing hand in the front of the ball just in case. You know, we call it a baseball pass. You're basically passing like a football, but you keep your other hand in front. That way, if you have to pull it down, you can, just in case. You know, if somebody comes up to try to rip it from behind or you have a second thought on maybe I shouldn't do this right now because this is a terrible-looking pass. You know, you have more control over it. Get those kids that's just hoisting it way back here. Can't, you know, ball's bigger than their head anyways. So I give McGregor a little bit of a pass. We also had the face-off, as Dan mentioned, with Caleb Plant and Canelo Alvarez. That is going to be a fight. I am very much looking forward to that match between Canelo and Plant. This
tickets. What was your favorite part of it? My favorite part was that Alvarez dodged that punch by about 3 feet. He is the fastest human being, like, head movement-wise.
When's Jake Paul fighting on that card?
Is Jake Paul on that card?
Oh, I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't. This is real boxing. I don't know what that exhibition stuff is.
Not interested.
Yeah. $751. Upper section, 204, row R, which I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound anywhere close to the front of 204. Now, this thing is up in the pigeon's coop. Like, this is deep in the corner. Disgusting. If you wanted floor seats, let's say you want floor seats, ringside, you know, when you see all the celebrities that are bouncing around and everybody's having a great time.
MJ's there with a cigar.
Yeah, and you're loving life. Rows 1 through 10, floor seats, ringside, $16,363 each. And I thought about this, not $16,000, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
How much are these boxers getting from this?
I don't know what the actual purse is, to be honest with you. It's a lot, though. It is a lot.
Better be with floor seats going for that much.
Oh, yeah. No, this is
I'm assuming this is Showtime pay per view.
Yeah. I was interested in it. It's at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. And a friend of mine was like, how do you feel about Canelo and Plant? I said, well, I'm obviously very interested in watching it. No, he's like, no. How do you feel about going?
Anthony, you need to get in with the the people that will give you media passes for all these fights. I know a guy.
Alvarez is getting 40, and Plant's guaranteed is 10.
Holy mackerel.
We have to get you
That's
in,
a pretty good payout.
So you can be on press row for all these fights.
Yeah.
Just the lead up to it. You know, like the 2 days before.
Yeah, like I don't, because a lot of the stuff, if it happened somewhat close, then fine. But you can't go out to Vegas.
3 hour flight's not close?
No, you can't go out to Vegas for a, you know, a Tuesday night face off. Like the what? Like that's not realistic. But the fact that the fight's on a Saturday and the Lions aren't home the next day, okay, you have my attention. I'd have to work the Friday night before, but I was like, all right, if I have to work the 5th, the fight is on the 6th. If you got up first thing and took the first flight out, you would at least be able to enjoy the whole day in Vegas. The fight's going to be 9 o'clock Eastern time, usually midnight, or 9 o'clock local time there in Vegas, usually around 11:30 or midnight here for the main event on the Eastern Coast. Could fly back Sunday. Could do a 24-hour bender for this thing. And then I looked at the ticket price. Not a snowball's chance in hell. Am I paying $751 for a ticket? You got to be out of your mind. In this economy, you kidding me right now?
Just as soon as you fly in, go to a sports book, park your ass down. And
7-leg parlay on college football on Saturday.
Exactly.
Paid for. Whole trip. Boom. Done.
Like you're flying out 9 a.m. Saturday. You're getting in 10 a.m. Vegas time.
Woo!
So you're parking at the hotel first half of the noon games.
So you dropping us off, Ryan, or are you joining?
Michigan doesn't play till 3:30, so you got time.
All time in the world. Oh, it's perfect. Yeah, no. If I was guaranteed to hit a 10-leg parlay and take home 11 or 12 grand, absolutely. Sure, why not? Even, you know what, I take that back because even then I don't know. Not to blow $751 on a ticket. I just knew not when I can watch it at home.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Who will be fine?
You will. Hit that college football parlay. You're due.
Even if I placed a crazy one and it cashed out for 12 grand, I can't pay $751 for a ticket. Even if I'm up 12 G, I'm not doing it. It's just the way I am. That's just the way I am. $751. You know what else I could do with $751? Not gonna buy a ticket to go watch Canelo and Plant especially when I can watch it at home, which is probably what I'll end up doing. Somebody, we will end up getting together, going in on the fight, and then somebody will do the pay per view for it. So I'll be okay.
Just all go in together on flights.
We could. Would not be as financially intelligent, but we definitely could all go in on flights and go out there and blow a substantial amount of money for that.
Together with your friends, invest in that PJ, that private jet, fly out to Vegas.
Oh, gosh, private jet.
And this all stems on you hitting that 10-leg 12K parlay, because then it all breaks even.
It does. Then I have to – then once I hit my parlay and nobody else hits theirs, then I have to charge them back for the cost of everything that I'm incurring by
– And then you're making hand over fist with that 2.5 interest rate.
Oh, wow. Be chasing people around for weeks. I saw something floating around the internet about Penei Sewell. Everybody just pumped the brakes. It was about the Lions, and if they didn't play Penei Sewell at left tackle when Taylor Decker comes back, that's a fireable offense. Pump the brakes, everybody, on all things Detroit Lions. We have been talking about this for weeks leading up to the preseason. We talked about it for the 3 weeks during the preseason leading into the regular season game. This season is a full-blown rebuild by the Detroit Lions. Like, what did you really honestly think was going to happen? Especially when you take into consideration who is on this football team's schedule. Especially to open up this football team's 2021 campaign.
With Anthony, we heard the calls, though. What do you think? People thought this team was going to the playoffs already before a single game was played.
Like, they were going to have a better winning percentage or a better record. It was like Goff versus Stafford. They're going to have a better record than than this. And I get there's a lot of emotion involved. There still is. I understand that. But you have to really be honest with yourself and take – and I am very –
But Lions fans can't.
I mean, I had my Honolulu blue and silver glasses on last year. Remember? I went through the schedule. I thought they could be a 10-win team. I thought they should have been a 10-win team. They grossly underperformed. Their defense was just gross. Nothing about grossly. They're not using it as an adjective there. But it was just a mess. And it's like this is an absolute disaster. And then going into this year, after you fire the staff, that they basically took away all the gifted talent that you had in the secondary over the course of a couple of years. You have made all the roster moves that you have had. Your wide receiving core that was so very good a couple of years ago is all gone now. Like, what did you honestly think was going to happen? And why is everybody so upset?
You know, it's kind of crazy, Anthony, because when I was on my way here this morning, and I was really thinking, like, gosh, I hope this team and staff doesn't, like, lose hope and, you know, just because of this, because I saw this happening on the internet like everybody else the last couple days. I was literally driving here this morning and said, I hope they stay the course and they do it their own way, because we've been so brainwashed with how crappy this team has been for so long that I just want these guys to do it their own way. We've liked these guys from the beginning. We knew they were going to be bad this year, probably next year. Let's just hang in and stay the course. That's because I'm not confident, but I feel better than I have about other regimes in the past.
And Jim Schwartz was a good coach. Jim Caldwell was a good coach. Like, they definitely had their moments. And then the organization took such a monumental step backwards as they took a flyer on Quinn Tricia, that this is not going to be something that's easily, you know, recovered from. And when I read on the internet about the same old Lions, it's not the same old Lions. The story might be somewhat similar, but this is an entirely different staff with an entirely different roster and an entirely different season. But when you look at weeks 1 through 3, and we went through this, and I don't believe that ESPN's Football Power Index is written scripture, the word of God. But there is something to the math there. If you just kind of look at everything with like a little bit of a grain of salt, and that doesn't look good. Like, if you told me that, you know, for whatever reason, who's Michigan State got this week? Why can't I remember this off the top of my head?
Scott Frost.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Yeah. If you told me Michigan State and their Football Power Index gave them an 85% winning and gave an 80% chance of winning to Michigan over Rutgers, I'd put a little stock in that. Like, all right, that sounds legit. But then I'm also well aware that this is just a simulation of numbers is all this is. Trying to come up with some data points in order to project what may or may not happen throughout the course of a football game, where anything can happen over the course of 60 minutes. When the FPI told us that they didn't have a better than 50% chance of winning any single football game on their schedule for the Detroit Lions, I still went ahead and said, yeah, maybe 4 to 6 wins, right? Because I did a couple game cushion just in case there's a COVID outbreak. So I said 4 to 6. And when I said 4 to 6, in the back of my mind, that felt high. Where's the win coming? Where's the first win coming? Is it going to be the Bears, as Justin Fields might get the reins this week and figure some things out? You got to travel to Soldier Field. Could it be week 4 against the Bears? If not in week 4 against the Bears, would it be the Vikings in week 5? Do you have to wait until maybe they play the Eagles, which look a little bit better than advertised? Where's that win coming? The Falcons? In week, I don't know, whatever week of the season that is.
Week 15,
16? Like, come on. You think they're beating the Cardinals? The Packers? Teddy Two Gloves? Dalvin Cook and the Vikings? Like, maybe. Maybe there's that surprise victory. The Steelers on the road. The Browns on the road. The Rams on the road. Why is everybody so upset and angry? Like, to think that anybody would believe and would actually say out loud that not playing Penei Sewell at left tackle in his rookie season is a fireable offense. Like, please stop. I heard yesterday somebody was giving me as I was out and about, somebody was giving me the ownership group doesn't care. Where is the factual basis of this opinion?
And first of all, it's not a group. It's literally a family that's owned them for 60 years, okay? One family.
Do not think that they understand that when the product is really good, like, sales go through the roof. I drive a Ford. I like the Ford brand. I think they have a wonderful lineup of cars. Your 31 Metro Detroit Ford dealer. I could sing the jingle. Catch me in a Ford. Do you not, like, they're business people. They understand how this works. Do you not think that they want the team to be good? Like, that's the other thing. It's always been mind-boggling to me that people blame an ownership group. Like, do you not think that they understand that the better their team is, now they might be a little bit too hands-on, Jerry Jones, right? A little bit over-involved, Mark Davis. But at the end of the day, everybody wants their team to be a winner, because when you're winning, ticket sales, merchandise, right? Everything's going up. Everything about your organization makes more money. It makes no sense to lose. I am very much questioning why people are as upset as they are. When you look at the team, you look what they're trying to do, and you look at the schedule in front of them. Like, sorry, there's no App State on the schedule here. This is professional football. There are going to be some problems, and there's going to be a very, very steep learning curve. And this is not the season. I'm just trying to be as real as possible. Does it break my heart that we have to go through this again? Absolutely. Do I have some faith in this coaching staff? Yeah, and I'll admit, I had blind faith in Matt Patricia too. I thought, okay, Patriots West, here we go. This will work. Couple games, I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work. And I appreciate, like, a lot of people are very upset with Dan Campbell's comments yesterday about Alex Anzalone. Do you think he's going to throw his guy under the bus? Like, the guy they just brought in, the guy who's a captain, like, do you think that he's just going to be like, yeah, no, I mean, he's going to try to defend him a little bit, and I have no problem with that. It's his locker room. It's his roster. Got a bunch of people that, oh, let's face it, they're not on a day-to-day
basis. No, but we
need
coaches just telling it like it is, and, you know, we need that emotion out of those type of people to throw their teammates under the bus, the ones that they see every day for 12 hours a day. They need to go talk crap about them to the media.
And not only that, but it's somebody that you got to get the most out of. And I don't know if that works as a head coach. We'll be back with Hour 2 next year of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard, and like you, I'm fired up football is back. Place a money line wager on any Thursday night football game, and if your team is up by 10 or more points at halftime, you win. That's right. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want to continue wagering in the third quarter? No problem. Keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? No issue. Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for the gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a money line bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
This is a message for any golfer listening right now across Michigan and even in the Northwest Ohio. Have you ever experienced the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids? They have two 18-hole layouts, St. Ives and Tullymore. They have all the lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. You can find out more about golfing Tullymore and staying and playing at Tullymore at TullymoreGolf.com. Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org. Huge here for anybody who owns a business, or if you're making financial decisions for a business, no matter how small or how big they are, Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter can help you today. They are one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids. They service all of Michigan and coast to coast in America. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BEENEGARTER.com.